In the 12th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, who reigned over the Assyrians in Nineveh, the great city, in the days of Arphaxad, who reigned over the Medes in Ecbatana, and built around Ecbatana walls of hewn stones 3 cubits broad and 6 cubits long, and made the height of the wall 70 cubits, and its breadth 50 cubits, and set its towers at its gates 100 cubits high, and its breadth in the foundation was 60 cubits, and made its gates, even gates that were raised to the height of 70 cubits, and their breadth 40 cubits, for his mighty army to go out of, and the setting in array of his footmen. In those days King Nebuchadnezzar made war with King Arphaxad in the great plain. This plain is on the borders of Ragau. There came to meet him all that lived in the hill country, and all that lived by Euphrates, Tigris, and Hydaspes, and in the plain of Arioch the king of the Elymaeans. Many nations of the sons of Chalad assembled themselves to the battle. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Assyrians, sent to all who lived in Persia, and to all who lived westward, to those who lived in Cilicia, Damascus, Libanus, and Tilibanus, and to all who lived along the sea coast, and to those among the nations that were of Carmel and Gilead, and to the higher Galilee and the great plain of Esdraelon, and to all who were in Samaria and its cities, and beyond Jordan to Jerusalem, Betain, Chelus, Kadesh, the river of Egypt, Tachpanes, Ramesses, and all the land of Goshen until you come above Tanis and Memphis, and to all that lived in Egypt until you come to the borders of Ethiopia. All those who lived in all the land made light of the commandment of Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Assyrians, and didn't go with him to the war, for they were not afraid of him, but he was before them as one man. They turned away his messengers from their presence without effect and with disgrace. And Nebuchadnezzar was exceedingly angry with all this land, and he swore by his throne and kingdom that he would surely be avenged upon all the coasts of Cilicia, Damascus, and Syria, that he would kill with his sword all the inhabitants of the land of Moab, the children of Ammon, all Judea, and all who were in Egypt, until you come to the borders of the two seas. And he set the battle in array with his army against King Arphaxad in the 17th year. And he prevailed in his battle and turned to flight all the army of Arphaxad with all his horses and all his chariots. He took possession of his cities. He came to Ecbatana and took the towers, plundered its streets, and turned its beauty into shame. He took Arphaxad in the mountains of Ragau, struck him through with his darts, and utterly destroyed him to this day. He returned with them to Nineveh, he and all his company of sundry nations, an exceedingly great multitude of men of war. There he took his ease and banqueted, he and his army, for 120 days.